Stink Bomb and Ketchup Face and the Badness of Badgers by John Doherty.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1, in which our heroes wake up and a startling discovery is made. It was early morning, and dawn was breaking over the peaceful little island of Great Kerfuffle. The golden sun peeped over the horizon, checked to make sure no one was looking, and slowly climbed into the blue sky. And far below, in a tall tree in the garden of a lovely house high on a hillside above the tiny village of Loose Chippings, a blackbird cleared its throat and broke forth into song to greet the new day. Inside the lovely house, in a beautiful pink bedroom, a little girl opened her eyes and leapt out of bed. Dashing to the window, she flung the shutters wide open. The sunlight streamed in, bringing with it the sweet smell of blossoms on the morning breeze, and as if in greeting, the tree waved gently and rustled its leaves. There, on the nearest branch, so close she could almost touch it, perched the blackbird, trilling merrily.
"Oi, blackbird! Shut your beak!"
yelled the little girl, and she threw a shoe at it. The shoe bounced off the branch and fell to the ground, where it was picked up by a passing cat. The blackbird stuck out its tongue and blew a defiant raspberry, then it flew away, while the little girl stomped grumpily back to her bed and shut her eyes. But it was no good. She couldn't get back to sleep. After a few minutes, she tried actually getting into the bed and lying down, but that didn't.